The Revolving Door of Life, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by David Rintoul. Matthew and Elspeth may have had packers to help them in their move, but there was still a daunting amount of sorting out that Elspeth in particular felt they would have to do themselves. "We acquire so much," she sighed, looking about the disarray in the kitchen. "Just by existing we seem to acquire so much." Matthew glanced at the shelf behind his chair. Elspeth was right. A tin soldier in the uniform of a Highland regiment stood beside a broken Wally Dug. Beside the china dog was a small stack of recipe books, an assortment of unlikely shelf fellows, the ubiquitous Delia, the Scots Kitchen, the River Cafe cookbook, and alongside that was a fankle of string mixed with old bills and receipts. He thought of his study. The movers had been told to pack the books, of which there were at least 500, but he had asked them to leave the papers to him. These were stacked in piles at the bottom of the bookshelves, or crammed into the drawers of the two low filing cabinets on either side of his desk. "If I'm like this at this stage in my life," he thought, "then what will I be like at 50 or 60? Elspeth hardly helped his anxiety. She had been reading an article in a Sunday newspaper and had passed it over with a suggestion that he read it. "I'm not saying this is you," she said, pointing to the page in question. "All I'm saying is that you have to be careful." She uttered the acronym OCD as if it were QED. "OCD? Me?" "Hoarding," she said. "Read it. It's caused by OCD. Matthew took the newspaper but did not begin to read. "Do you think I've got OCD?" he asked. "Do you really think..." Elspeth shook her head. "No. Or maybe just a touch. Apparently lots of people have mild OCD, or at least a tendency to it. It's nothing to be ashamed of." She saw the look of dismay on Matthew's face and sought to reassure him. "No, seriously, if you read that, you'll see you're nowhere near as bad as the real McCoy. It talks about these two brothers in New York. You see, they were called the Colliers." Matthew glanced at a photograph above the article. He read the names below it. "Homer and Langley Collier. Yes, that's them. They lived in a mansion in New York, apparently, and they filled it up with so much stuff that they had to get from room to room by tunnel through all the junk. Their tunnels collapsed, and they died." "Oh," Matthew thought, "I'm nowhere near needing a tunnel." Elspeth continued with the story. "It took the police ages to work their way through all the things stacked in the rooms before they could find their bodies. They had been dead for weeks, entombed in all the rubbish."